You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. Therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned. Sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the effect of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Then as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the conclusion to all that Paul has said thus far in Romans, that Christ is the one who reconciles both Jew and Gentile to God through faith in him. The law given to Moses, Paul says, served to point to the sin of the human race so that sin is counted where law is explicit. But the law did not heal the affliction of sin. And death is the sign and the fruit of the sin, first of all, of Adam, and then the subsequent sins of all those mortal beings descended from Adam. So as sin came into the world, Paul says, so now life and righteousness have come into the world through Christ. So Paul draws a series of contrasts between Adam, who's called a type of the one to come. A type is a pattern or an imprint. And in some respect, Adam passed on the fruit of his transgression to all his descendants. Jesus, who's called the one man here, who lives in righteousness, passes on the fruit of his righteousness to his descendants in faith. One man's act of disobedience led to condemnation, to the reign of death and the reign of sin. And note that both death and sin are personified here as tyrants over us, rulers over us. And that one man's act of disobedience made many sinners. The whole history of the human race following from Adam is a history of a sinful race. But the one man's act of righteousness has led to acquittal and to an abundance of life and to the reign of righteousness and to many who are made righteous. And throughout this contrast, Paul stresses that the more, the much more, the greater, the abundance is on the side of grace. As one man's sin interrupted God's plan, you might say, for the human race, one man's act of righteousness has brought it to fulfillment. One man's disobedience brought many sinners, but one man's righteousness in obedience will make many righteous. Thanks be to God that now as sin previously reigned in this mortal race condemned to death, Now grace reigns through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord for all those who have faith in him.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.